Yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we are jam-packed tonight. We've got you covered. The 2014, the 2015 NBA season got underway on Tuesday night. Of course, I was in San Antonio. I had the bird's eye view of the matchup with the Mavericks, and it is now time to visit with our very good friends from RF Sports, rfsports.com in Dallas, and that, of course, is Rodney Fisher. We want to get his perspective on the big season ahead. Of course, Rodney is joining us on our Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. How are you, Rodney, on this Friday night?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I mean, it's Halloween and trick-or-treat, getting the kids ready, and I'm doing really well. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a ton of ground to cover, a number of headlines from even opening night. Of course, you know, the Spurs, they get their rings. Anthony Davis, we're continuing to see how his game is evolving. It's taking it to the next level. So disappointed to see Julius Randle's, you know, his rookie season, it being over after he breaks his leg in the NBA opener. But I know you had a chance to watch the Spurs and the Mavs and how that particular game played out. I mean, the Mavs fall short, but it was a terrific game, and you can tell that the Mavs are still, you know, they're developing their chemistry.
Oh, absolutely. It was a lot of what I expected, and I knew it would take a little time for this team to really kind of gel with so many new players. The good thing about the Mavericks, though, is the players that they brought in are all veteran guys, so it won't take them long to really get cohesive and work together. And Rick Carlisle, as you know, is a great coach, a good, not only gets them ready to play physically on the court, but also mentally as well. And he'll let these guys kind of feel their way around. I was very, very impressed with Monte Ellis, the way he came out the first game, 26 points. Dirk was a little slow in the first half, but in that fourth quarter, he was excellent. He was Dirk all over again. And I know all the fans were really trying to see what Chandler Parsons would bring to the party as a small forward. Didn't have his best night, only 2 for 10, 5 points, missed that three-pointer that would have won the game. But we know they're going to get a lot better. They got some big games coming up this week, and we're all excited here in Dallas to see what this team can do, because it's kind of like almost like a reunion of sorts. You get Tyson Chandler back.
Oh, yeah.
Not that Jay Barea's coming back, so we're excited to see what's going to happen with this team.
You know, it's very interesting tracking the NBA. There was so much movement, Rodney, that took place in the offseason, and we know how much chemistry it matters. How long do you think, or how many games into the season, does it take for a team to become a cohesive unit and to be able to find that rhythm and not to be stepping on each other's toes?
Well, normally for most teams, you don't see them really get a good cohesiveness to them until right around the All-Star break. Now, I think for this team, though, it'll be a lot sooner for them. I see them probably by the end of November, after Thanksgiving, getting ready for that Christmas push. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll be right where they need to be, a much better team. But with the movement that's been going on around the NBA, you look at some of the bigger moves like Paul Gasol in Chicago, other players, even what the Houston Rockets have done by adding Trevor Ariza, which they had a great showing against L.A. in their first game. You know, it's going to take a little bit longer for some teams, but a veteran team, we bring a veteran presence in. They know the game. They know how to play. They know where their game is supposed to be. They know where their shot is. So it's just a matter of kind of getting the point guards on the same page. And I think literally by Christmas break, you'll see a lot of what these teams can really do for the rest of the season.
Okay, Rodney Fisher is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is with RF Sports, rfsports.com. And obviously, we're focusing our attention right now on the Dallas Mavericks. And based on, you know, what I've seen, there's so much to love about this roster. I mean, so much from, you know, the head coach to Chandler Parsons, as you were just talking about. They just seem, their presence on the floor, it is so different even from last year. They're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster. There's so many different parts. And, you know, folks are really paying attention. I mean, this is a squad that cannot be overlooked.
Yeah, and they should pay attention because you got such a great mix of talent. You know, really, I think the player that a lot of people are not talking about that was a huge addition for the Mavericks was Richard Jefferson. Of course, him coming from Utah last year, he played pretty much all 82 games as a starter with that team. He's coming in off the bench. He's going to be a huge help. A veteran presence, knows how to get to the free throw line, knows how to kind of set up the floor. He's going to be big for them. Aminu, who was a younger player, only played 5 minutes in the opener, but in the preseason, he was a huge flash of excitement, especially coming in and kind of sparing Dirk a couple of minutes as well. And they still got a couple of guys who we've yet to see really get a lot of action in the regular season, like Villanueva, who is a three-point specialist now, can stress the floor out. Greg Smith, another young player, and then Devin Harris and Brandon Wright, all those guys are going to really combine and make a great bench. And Rick Carlisle's philosophy has always been the same. You win in this league by being as deep as you can, bringing new players in, getting in fresh legs. That's what won them the championship in 2011, and they're building the same kind of team now.
I absolutely love the depth on this team. You were highlighting, talking about Richard Jefferson. I've been impressed with him. Love Richard. And Charlie Villanueva. Now, I tell you what, at the San Antonio Spurs game, I had a chance to watch him in warm-up. I mean, he has got incredible range. I mean, when he squares up sharp, I mean, he is just, I mean, he's lethal from downtown.
Yeah, he was just like that in the preseason. I remember a game against a home crowd. He basically hit three-pointers in a row. It just came down the court and just fired it up as soon as he got the ball. And if he can just do that a couple of games, a couple of times, he can really earn his way on this team as a bench player, somebody could come in and really do some damage because he's such a matchup problem. He's very, very long. He's a great shooter.
Yeah.
He's a smart defensive player. He's not Dwight Howard in the paint, but he's smart enough to get his hand in there, cause some havoc, and he's going to be an exciting player too. I'm just really excited to see what they can do. But with that said, though, the expectations and the bar is set so high for this team. And you saw the way they played San Antonio, only losing by 1 point on a night when Tony Parker has 4 for 4 for the three-point line.
Right.
And, you know, he's only hit 4 three-pointers one other time in his whole career. So to be able to do that against the San Antonio Spurs on ring night is going to have the bullseye squirrely on their back. Especially in the tough Western Conference.
Okay, Rodney Fisher is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. They've got great stuff on their website, RF Sports, rfsports.com. Rodney is joining us on our Stewart Cadillac guest line. And the one thing that, you know, I have really appreciated about this year's roster is that they didn't bring guys in that are selfish. They're all about the team. They're totally dialed into that and the goal of winning a championship. Give us your thoughts on Jameer Nelson. What do you think about him?
Jameer Nelson, to me, he's the perfect point guard for this particular cast of characters that they have. 11 years in the league, all with one team, the Orlando Magic, his first time really playing for any other team in his pro career. And I talked to him during the media day. Mm-hmm. He's one of the first people he called once he got the call from the Mavericks was Vince Carter, a longtime friend of his. And Vince told him, hey, you're going to an organization that's really going to expose you as a talent in the league. They're not going to try to hide you on the bench. They're not going to try to work in some young guy to get more minutes. And he's really taking their role as a starter and really going to be key for this team, putting in 30, 32 minutes a night. He's a great floor general. He knows how to get guys the ball. His biggest concern from what he told me was figuring out where does Dirk want the ball? Does he want it at the elbow? Does he want it off the screen? Once he figures that part out, it's usually pretty easy for point guards to kind of fit in with this particular team.
What do you think about the competitive balance within the Western Conference?
To me, it's a lot tougher. I really do. I think anytime you go from as tough as it was last year to get through the playoffs, and now everyone's a year older, teams are going to be better. You got a team like the Memphis Grizzlies who are starting out with all their players intact. They're going back to that grit and grind style. You saw both Zach Randolph and Marc Gasol have big games in their openers. And then you look at a team like the L.A. Clippers who now have new ownership. They have a new attitude. You see they have their own commercials now. They're going to be really looking to do some damage as well. And then with Oklahoma City and not starting the season with Kevin Durant, that's going to open up the doors for some of the other teams to finally find a place to get that 7 seed, that 8 seed. A team like the New Orleans Pelicans and Anthony Davis, who you mentioned when we first started talking, him, 26 points, 17 rebounds, 9 block shots in the opener. That's pretty amazing for any player to have. He's only going to get better. So
yeah, that's an incredible stat line. And I was going to say to you, I mean, it was such a wild offseason. We saw the different moves or 9 teams that got new head coaches. Is New Orleans, is that kind of the team that's going to surprise everybody this year?
To me, they're my surprise team. I think they could steal an 8 seed, a 7 seed with no problem. You know, I was really, and I guess it's the Kobe Bryant fan of me, I thought L.A. may have a chance before Julius Randle went down. But
right.
After watching them, they're going to need a little more work. Even though Kobe puts up 30 points, they still lose to the Suns
sure.
This past week. But I think New Orleans is the one team everyone needs to watch out for. A lot of teams, when they look at their calendar and see their game schedule, they look past that game because normally they've got a bigger game following them or before them. But now they're going to have to really look at that as, you know what, we need to gear up for this team, need to figure out what we're going to do. They've got Anthony Davis, who is tall enough to play down low and skilled enough to play on the outside. They got Omar Asik, who is a big man down low. He had a double-double in his opener as well. So they've got a lot to contend with their Pelicans team.
Okay, the NBA is back. The 2014, the 2015 season, it is underway. It is, Rodney DeMine, our favorite time of the year. We love having you on and contributing to our show. Great job, Rodney, and I will see you in Dallas, hopefully on the 15th. That's what we're looking at, that Minnesota game against the Mavs.
I will save a seat for you, as always.
Okay. Much more straight ahead tonight as we roll on right here in the fastest 2 hours in radio and YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter, @eRadioSports. We will be right back.